Back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
The Denver Nuggets get it done over Chicago, 118-112, over a Bulls team that's maybe a little better than you give them credit for, even though they are now 15-18 on the season. Joining us right now, as he usually does, is our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball. And, Matt, they took care of a team they were supposed to take care of, and they did it with big performances by, well, what they hope will be their big three, Jokic, Murray, and Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, four straight game where that unit has played really well together. Looked at the numbers today, that unit is clicking. I think it's notable, and folks on Nuggets Twitter have noted this as well. I think it's important to point out a lot of this is not just playing those three together. It's how the roster is being constructed right now due to injury. And it's Michael Porter Jr. at the four, next to Jokic at the five, and then putting another ball handler, mostly Monte Morris, next to Murray. So you have Murray playing off ball, basically shooting guard, and you have Porter at four. And that combination is absolutely just roasting teams. And they're getting it done on both ends, you know, defensively, whether by just sheer, you know, fortune or whatever, they're actually doing pretty well. I thought MPJ got really beat on the offensive glass in the second half, but in general, that combination is working really well. And I don't even have the words for how great Nikola Jokic has been this season, let alone tonight in the fourth quarter, just absolutely barbecuing Wendell Carter Jr. and Thaddeus Young to get the job done with 17 points in the third.
It is definitely hard to overstate that. Jokic misses the triple-double by one assist, 39 points, 14 boards, 9 assists, a couple of blocks on 17 of 28 shooting. Looking at Jokic this season, what I'm seeing, not only the efficiency is remarkable, but the change in Jokic, we saw it a little bit in the bubble, but this year it feels even different. It's almost like it's clicked with Nikola Jokic to realize, hey, I'm 7 feet tall, and I see the game like the Matrix. Nobody can stop me.
Yeah, and I think it's really I don't even think it's like nobody can stop me, because he wants the team to succeed. But what I think he has realized is it's pretty simple. If they double, I'm going to find cutters or shooters. If they don't double, I'm cooking. And he doesn't overthink it. You put him in single coverage, and he's like, okay, I'm going to score on you. It doesn't matter who it is. Wendell Carter Jr., Thaddeus Young, Derek Favors, Rudy Gobert, Godzilla, anyone. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you put on. If you don't bring a double, he is going to score on you. And if you do bring a double, he's absolutely going to get the assist. So there's just no way to stop him. His confidence and control, and these are a lot of it is just he's more comfortable now. He's got more control. As much of a feel for the game as he's always had, he's never had it like this. Sean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know how many guys I've ever seen have this kind of feel for the game. I'm not trying to go crazy here. You know, I'm always the one trying to be like the rational voice for Nuggets media. But, man, it's pretty rare that you see somebody that just knows how to absolutely orchestrate the game the way Jokic is right now.
I agree. I agree completely. I've actually made this comparison to friends. And, I mean, I'm not so old that I got to see the absolute prime. But I liken him. Obviously, his body type's a little different, but I liken him to Magic Johnson. Magic, you know, at certain times played all five spots on the floor. Now, granted, you know, Jokic is not doing that, but he basically plays a point guard type role. He's playing the stretch four. He's playing the center. He's playing all those things. I look at him and think, this is the best player I've seen in the way they orchestrate the game since Magic Johnson, and I do not say that lightly.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. You know, the Larry Bird comparisons actually are pretty sound. It was funny. I went back and watched the Boston broadcast of the Celtics game.
Boy, did they love him.
And the Celtics won, and yeah, and they still, like, Scalabrine and Gorman. And Gorman's very round, man. And he was still, like, you know, and they caught flack at halftime. People were really mad about the Bird comparison. He's like, look, I'm sorry, but I watched Larry. This is what it looked like. And so when you're being talked about like that, you know, that's it's just really sensational. There's something really special going on in Denver. It's a shame that so few people are getting to watch it.
Give him extra credit, too, for the way that Michael Porter's coming along. This is a lot of Jokic's mentoring. But, like, tonight, for example, getting in the flow of that offense, we've talked about the problems and the idea that Jokic makes it simple. If he's singled, he scores. If he's doubled, somebody better be cutting. And Porter Jr. tonight, 7 for 10. We pointed out the 15 boards, natural, kind of a natural rebounder. But how is he working, in your eyes, in the flow of the offense compared to, say, a month ago?
I think there's been some give and take there. And it's pretty evident when you watch that there's been some give and take in terms of, I think the Nuggets have said, okay, look, you've been around long enough. You've been through you hit the low point versus the Celtics. If you do these things, we're going to find you. And I think for him, it was like, okay, I'll do those things. And they are just so actively looking for him. Murray, Jokic, Monte Morris, Will Barton, all those guys are actively, if he does the right thing, if he's active off ball, they try and get him looks. There is a concerted effort to get Porter those opportunities. He's back to these really crazy efficient nights, because that was what was so shocking about his rookie performance. It wasn't that he was scoring a lot, it's that he was doing so efficiently. And he's back to that kind of performance. The rebounds are good. Again, I think that second half, I think he got a little overwhelmed by Thaddeus Young, had some trouble there. But in general, I think another strong performance, and MPJ is turning into the positive that the Nuggets needed him to be this season.
Obviously, when they get healthier, there is potentially a challenge there, but I think the Nuggets will take it when it comes to health situations. They are playing dangerously short again. What's the latest? I mean, are they going to be able to get anybody back anytime soon?
Well, they're without RJ Hampton. Now Paco Campazzo's out with health and safety protocols, had a contact tracing issue, so they're not going to be back before. I would not expect them to be back before the All-Star break, probably after. They've done this before in recent years. Here's the other thing. There's not a lot of value in getting guys back for just one game.
Right.
You can make it through. It's better to get the minutes, obviously, but none of these guys are going to take minutes off of Jokic or Murray's play. Those guys are still going to have to play heavy minutes versus Milwaukee and Indiana. So they're going to have to play no matter what. I think after the All-Star break, I think they might be back to full health. I think that there's some confidence that Jamichael Green, Gary Harris, everybody might be back after the All-Star break. It wouldn't shock me if Harris played. He's been, from my understanding, it's possible for him to get back before the break. I just don't know that they need it, and they're getting other guys' minutes right now. They may have to get Harris back just because without Campazzo and Hampton, they're just short on ball handlers at this point, which is insane because they have like 9 of them, but they're still somehow shorthanded, and that's just how the season goes.
Talking with our Nuggets insider Matt Moore, and looking at that bench, I mean, you have Vaka Konchar with a 20 minutes tonight. You know, Zeke Nagy still putting up decent minutes. PJ Dozier, thank goodness he's back doing yeoman's work with 18. But when you look at the way that Michael Malone is working this bench, I have to say, even though tonight you look at the numbers and you're not overwhelmed, I was pretty impressed, given what he has to work with, how these rotations worked out tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of this is they need another big. They just do. The minutes with Chanchar really stand out when it's not like you watch Blacko and go like, oh my gosh, he's just like the worst player imaginable. It's not like that. It's just, When you go like, wait, they were up by X and now they're down Y.
Yeah, and he was -16 on the night, by far the worst.
Yeah, there's a consistent trend there. And, you know, look, this is a little bit above what Chanchar was expected to do. And so I do think they need another big. I don't imagine they'll get one because I think they're pretty confident going into the playoffs. If they've got Jamichael Green and Paul Millsap to just play small ball 5, and that's part of it, right? Like, they just need one of their power forwards back. They're willing to play small ball in the minutes Jokic doesn't play, but they have to be able to do that because they have to have power forwards, and they don't have any right now. But look, I think the injuries have allowed for things. It's a shame that Hampton is out because he needs those developmental minutes. Like, he needs these minutes. But getting, you know, Najee's worked his way into the rotation. I think it's really positive, both for Malone to trust a guy that young and for Najee to have worked already his way. Like, there's a level of trust. Like, they're really impressed with him as a team. Like, that team, and you can tell from the body language, that team has a lot of trust for Zeke Nagy. And when he makes mistakes, they're never upset with him. They're like, hey, okay, you don't know this. Here's what you're going to do. And that I think is a real positive sign for adding another piece, because the Nuggets are going to need more and more of those given their contract situations over the next couple of years.
He is Matt Moore. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball and check out everything he's putting together at the Action Network. Thanks so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Talk soon, John.
All right, thanks. Matt Moore. And he brings up a very good point there at the end. The Nuggets, the way that Michael Malone is using their youth and trusting them, that's a rather new development for Malone. So to see that is something that's positive, too. Remember, comparatively, he's still a first-time head coach. Now he's more than a few years in, but you can always learn. You can always improve. You can always get better. As the Broncos look for a quarterback, it's easy to forget that Drew Lock is still here, but will the waiting game, instead of the early bird gets the worm, is it the waiting game that will benefit the Denver Broncos? Kendall Valenzuela of DenverFan.com joins us next.